This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
29-year-old Ella French, a female police officer in Chicago, was killed and another officer was seriously wounded in an exchange of gunfire during a traffic stop on Sunday. The city's mayor, Democrat Lori Lightfoot, says the shooting is a reason for Chicagoans to work together to stem violence. Ignoring President Obama's large birthday gathering over the weekend or Chicago's massive Lollapalooza concerts last weekend, Dr. Fauci attacks the Sturgis motorcycle gathering.
Well, I'm very concerned that we're going to see another surge related to that rally. I mean, to me, it's understandable that people want to do the kinds of things they want to do. They want their freedom to do that. But there comes a time when you're dealing with a public health crisis that could involve you, your family, and everyone else.
700,000 people were projected to attend Sturgis this week. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
A teachers union wants mandatory vaccines in schools. Tim Berg explains.
The head of the American Federation of Teachers Union, President Randy Weingarten, is in favor of requiring vaccines for teachers. Weingarten also noting there are teachers in her union who do not want to come back to school for the new year if mask mandates aren't in place. New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik is no fan of mask mandates. She tells Fox Business, "We just need to follow the science when it comes to these sorts of mandates."
Our restaurant owners are becoming law enforcement officers and having to make the tough decisions. We also should not have policies that segregate those who have been vaccinated or not vaccinated. This discussion about getting back to school in person, we all want to make sure our kids get back to school in person, but there's already discussions about a mask mandate, which is not based upon science. We know that our kids, so few, are affected by COVID.
Thanks for listening. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Schools in COVID-19. A major school union is demanding a vaccine mandate, while others are taking a scientific approach. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Schools across the country are working to establish COVID mitigation measures ahead of the return of students for the new school year. School boards and parents have debated over mask and vaccine mandates for both the staff and students. The former commissioner of the FDA believes that schools shouldn't be withdrawing COVID mitigation measures before the beginning of the year. Dr. Scott Gottlieb told CBS's Face the Nation that with the Delta variant, districts should keep measures in place and see how things go before making any decisions.
Well, look, schools aren't inherently safe. They can be made more safe if you take the proper steps, but we can't expect the same outcome that we saw earlier with respect to the schools, where we were largely able to control large outbreaks in the schools with a different set of behaviors. If we're going to change what we do in terms of the mitigation, how we approach the schools, we're going to withdraw masks, we're not going to engage in testing, we're not going to be podding students, we're not going to try to de-densify classes, we can expect a different result, especially with a more transmissible strain. I would enter the school year with a degree of caution and keep in place some of these measures and see how it goes, particularly in areas where there's higher prevalence.
The United States Olympic teams have defeated China in total gold medals at the Tokyo Games, 39-38. The United States was the only country to reach triple digits in total medal count with 113. The 2024 Summer Olympics will be in Paris, France. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Live. As we've been saying all these years, it starts with the truth, ladies and gentlemen. We have to passionately pursue it no matter what. And sometimes it seems rather courageous and that you're, treading water upstream, so to speak. You know, we're like salmon, you know, going in the upward direction against the current in pursuit of the truth because of the narrative that's out there and how the truth has been commandeered. And to what purpose? I know you wonder. You say, it's not a liberating purpose. It's not a purpose that is substantiated by our U.S. Constitution. If anything, our Constitution being the standard and being people of faith, we have the Word of God as a standard to realize what's being done. And I know it's difficult to have that conversation or even, you know, come against you to say, look, I don't have enough facts. You haven't convinced me. And it's okay, you know, to ask that question and to make that statement if people are trying to sell you on something that you know that the facts that are before you are telling you something quite different. John Fleetwood is going to be joining us here in a few moments. He's the managing editor for American Faith. He's pinch hitting for Pastor Phil Hotzenfeller, who decided to take Monday off. He's out there fooling around. Actually, he's very busy. He's been so much in demand. We've been very fortunate to have him here on a weekly basis. But he's thrown John in the deep end of the pool and says, hey, John's my guy. He can do it. And I trust him. And John and I've had several conversations over the past week. And I'm looking forward to his sharing with you the latest COVID Delta variant news. And this is without the hyperbole. All right. Here's the facts, Jack. You can address the big media's fake news and the mismatch between case numbers, vaccination rates, and the vaccine effectiveness. It's stuff that we all know and we've seen. It's the stuff that's been confusing us, John Fleetwood. I want you to come on now. It has left us in a quandary, I mean, to such a degree that even last week, Dallas Jenkins took a big risk. Dallas Jenkins, of course, the director, the creator of The Chosen, took a big risk because he uses social media and communicating with his followers. And but he just said, look, I'm confused. You know, if you get the vaccine, you're not supposed to get infected, but we get infected. And, and they tell me wear a mask, but then they say a mask doesn't matter. And he just admitted, you know, being confused by what the White House and what Dr. Fauci and the supposed high exalted scientists have been telling us.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, Bill, it's a pleasure to be on here. I think we talked last week. I'll have to check my phone again, but I think we talked for almost an hour because we have so much in common. We're talking about our Catholic background.
Right.
You're coming to the Lord, Del Tackett's Truth Project being instrumental as it was in my life. So it's just an incredible pleasure to be here. Thank you. And it is confusing It is confusing. If you're looking at what's called mainstream media, I prefer to call it big media because I don't think it's really the mainstream opinion of the average American who loves this country, who loves our founding fathers, our founding documents, Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, Constitution. Christians, Christian America, I think it is confusing for them when they look at big media, but the facts are out there. There are facts that are contrary to the mainstream narrative that Fauci's pushing, that Francis Collins is pushing, that the CDC is pushing. One of the things I don't get why CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, I don't get why they're not explaining, for example, the Johns Hopkins online coronavirus resource center indicates that Israel, for example, you just take one of these countries, you look at Israel, has a quote above world average vaccination rates. That's coming from Johns Hopkins. So they rank 16th on their list out of 162 world nations. Now, okay, so get that. So they're one of the highest. They have an above world average vaccination rate, Johns Hopkins. Now, put that down and then look at this. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, also has a list. They put Israel as having a, quote, high travel risk in their, quote, risk assessment level for COVID-19 chart, despite Israel's having a high vaccination rate. So this is not coming from some tinfoil hat, you know, somebody in their basement conspiracy theory. This is coming from the CDC, touted by the left media. This is coming from Johns Hopkins University, also touted by the left media. And what we find is these countries like Israel that have very high vaccination rates also happen to be the ones that the CDC says you can't travel to. Now, that's interesting to me. Whether you're for vaccines or against it, that's interesting news that I think an informed citizenry should know about.
Right. Well, because it compromises their credibility. What is it? I mean, if they've got a high vaccination rate, vaccinations are the answer. I mean, this is what they're telling us nonstop. You know, you must get vaccinated. You know, all this will go away if everybody gets vaccinated. Oh, really? What do you know that we don't know?
Well, and then Bill, what they say is what they say to us is, well, that might be true, but you know, it reduces the vaccine still reduces hospitalization rate. It's like au contraire. Wait a minute.
Yes.
Because as it turns out, the vaccinated make up 85 to 90% of the hospitalizations from COVID infection in Israel. And this comes from Dr. Kobi Haviv. He's the director of the Herzog Hospital in Jerusalem. He says that the COVID-19 vaccines, quote, effectiveness is waning. So this is the director of the Herzog Hospital in Jerusalem, Israel, and he went on News 13. So this is a major, you know, broadcast there in Israel.
Right.
And he told the anchor that the, quote, effectiveness of the coronavirus vaccine is really fading. And he says that most of the population is vaccinated, but 85 to 90% of the hospitalizations are happening with fully vaccinated people. So the idea that – so when you bring that – news to people and you say, hey, look, Johns Hopkins says Israel's has one of the highest vaccination rates, 60%. You put that next to CDC. CDC says Israel, well, you also can't travel there because they have such a high infection rate. And they want to respond to that and say, well, they're not getting hospitalized as high a rate. But yes, they are. It's 85 to 90%. And that's coming from their top doctors. So it's like, where's the reporting on this?
Mm-hmm. You see, and all this is contributing to what they call here in America vaccine hesitancy, because we get these different numbers and we're trying, you know, because health, as we know, really the basis of it is informed consent between you and your doctor. Right. And all that's been thrown out the door. HIPAA laws have been abandoned. Our Constitution has been compromised, all in the name of COVID. And so it is allowed these forces to do whatever they want to do with impunity, whether we're talking about an election process or whether we're talking about the administration of a vaccine and health to Americans. This is really dastardly, John, in my humble opinion.
Agree. Totally agree.
Well, I tell you what, we got to go to break. So before we start another idea here, and I know there's so much to share, and I appreciate you coming on to do this and all the research and faithfulness that you've done to this topic. So we'll have more from John Fleetwood, the managing editor for American Faith, right after this. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
The
should be reminded that, you know, we serve a God, the God of truth, and he doesn't want us to be confused. I mean, he knows what confusion brings, and this confusion is not coming from God. First of all, you got to understand that. God is the source of truth, and so if you find yourself confused, maybe you need to consider what it is that you are consuming. And if you're consuming a bunch of lies and you're hearing these false narratives, you know, John Fleetwood is here with us, the managing editor for American Faith, to practically remind us that, you know, the truth is there. If you pursue it, if you check it out, this is what the show is all about. And that's why we bring two truth tellers and experts on this show to help you and to inspire you and encourage you to that end. Because we need more people pursuing the truth. This is the problem with our country right now, and why it's in the condition that it is, because it has abandoned truth. And I know that you don't want that for yourself or your family or or your grandkids following you. So, again, we've got to stand shoulder to shoulder, back to back, and be headlong, 100% without any kind of variation in pursuit of the truth. John, you've got some stories to share with us. And again, I appreciate you coming on the show to, you know, bring us these true stories that you call it big media. You know, some have said the legacy media, mainstream media, but the mainstream media really has abandoned, you know, their lane. They have gotten out of their critical lane, which was, you know, that which was defined by our U.S. Constitution and why the First Amendment was so important. Because now what they've done in abandoning the lane to support America, they're here supporting a, you know, political entity. And shame on them for doing that. But it's also what's happening is people are losing trust in them and they're not turning to them for the news. Right.
Amen. My uncle who got me into politics, he gave me Ron Paul's Liberty Defined. And after reading that, I'm like, oh, okay, I love this country. It was one of those awakenings after reading that. And my uncle always said, that the media, and it's lost this, like you said, but the media really should be, it should operate like another branch of the government to help. Not that you make fascism or, state-run media like they have over at CCP in China, but just the media is supposed to keep the government in check, and it causes a lot of confusion when the media is the way it is right now. At least the big media, like the Media Research Center, for example, they did a study in 2020 June. They looked at June and July. They looked at all the aggregated all the news content from ABC, NBC, CBS. And what they found out was that they found out that during the campaign, the presidential campaign during 2020, for every one negative statement that was made on the news about Joe Biden, there were 150. There were 150 negative comments made about Donald Trump.
Right.
So however you feel about, you know, Trump or Biden or whoever you're for, that's the researchers called it a negative ad campaign.
Right.
And so it's obviously biased, and that's coming from ABC, CBS, NBC. They're plotted right there in the middle. So at American Faith, AmericanFaith.com, I get to pick all the sources and all the media that we run, all the stories that we run. And I find the sources, I find the articles that, and we put this up at AmericanFaith.com, we put the stuff that our audience wants to know about. And just frankly, it is what it is. Our COVID information, our COVID articles that we post, they get, I mean, 2 to 4 times more views than anything else, because we run stories like this one coming from a British scientist that the COVID vaccine causes an autoimmune disorder. And this is coming from an ex-Pfizer VP. It's a toxicologist. He's a research scientist. His name is Dr. Michael Yeadon. Yeadon should be as common a doctor name in America right now as Fauci. He's a British professional research scientist, degrees in biochemistry, toxicology, you name it. He's got a PhD in respiratory pharmacology. He's worked for 3 decades in the pharmaceutical industry, consulting 30 startup technology companies, former VP at Pfizer. And so what he's found is that he says there's serious concerns about the safety of these gene-based vaccines against COVID. There's there are no reproductive toxicology studies. And he says that our government is urging pregnant women, for example, women of childbearing age to get vaccinated, and they're telling them that they're safe. And he says, it's coming from this doctor, ex-VP of Pfizer, he's saying that's a lie.
Right.
Quote, those studies have not been done. And he says, here we are, dosing potentially hundreds of millions of women of childbearing potential with products which are untested in terms of impact on fertilization and development of the baby.
Are we cycling back to thalidomide, John? I mean, this is way before you were born in the 40s and 50s. You know, they had women vaccinated. They said, oh, this is a safe drug, thalidomide. Women were having problems with nausea. Next thing you know, we had an increased number of miscarriages and, of course, malformed births. You know, you have all these thalidomide babies not fully developed. So, you know, this has been my increasing concern. So I appreciate your reporting on this. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, and this should wake people up. Like these are your mothers. These are your wives. These are your daughters. We should care about their health. Yes. And it took a Freedom of Information Act, a FOIA request, to bring to light a report that shows the coronavirus vaccine distributes around the bodies of rats. So this is in rats instead of mostly remaining near the injection site. And that's what they've been telling us. Big media has been telling us, well, you get injected, it stays in your deltoid. It does not stay in your deltoid. These studies are showing that they disperse throughout the body. And the problem is, for example, these vaccines, they concentrate in the ovaries of rats. So they're causing these unwanted biologies. But he goes on to say that there's a vaccine-induced autoimmune attack in human female placenta. So he cites a recent study showing 15 women who were given the Pfizer vaccine, quote, measured antibodies against the placenta in addition to antibodies against the spike protein with a 300% increase in the first 4 days. Now, he says that is a vaccine-induced autoimmune attack on their own placenta. So the vaccine's going in, and it's making these antibodies for the spike protein, but it's also making antibodies against, they're attacking the placenta.
This sounds rather diabolical, John. I mean, are they trying to reduce the population in the world? Is this what's – I mean, there's all kinds of conspiratorial hats you can put on when you – here, like, because you go, well, how this is so diabolical. Why would somebody in the field do this? I mean, you know, is this this just their opportunity to short circuit any normal governmental trial? We'll just, because the doors open up, we'll just use, you know, real live people to do all these pharmacological studies.
Right. I mean, what I do for our reporting at American Faith is I make sure that all of our stories, because we aggregate a lot of content. We'll take from Breitbart, The Blaze, Fox News sometimes, One American News, Newsmax sometimes, some of these other sources, Post-Millennial. But the stuff that we write, I make sure there's no hyperbole. There's no commentary. Right. I love reading Gateway Pundit. I love Gateway Pundit, and I will always read them. They are fantastic, especially for what's going on in Maricopa County right now, the election. They're putting out the best news along with National File there.
Right.
But we don't use words like evil Nancy Pelosi or, dumb Joe Biden. Maybe we believe that, but we don't put that. We just put the facts like the ones that we cited here. Now, here's a fact that you just talked about, depopulation. Bill Gates, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, they're funded.
We've got less than, you've got about 50 seconds left, John, so just so you know. Go ahead.
So, this is what people need to research. I'll just give them something to bite on, and they can go as far down the rabbit hole as they want. Bill Gates has said in these, I don't know if it was a TED Talk, but it's a presentation you can find on YouTube, where he says they need to bring the population of the world down. And he says that the way, there's no joke. And he
No, you're exactly right. I remember it. I remember it. He just said that it's unsustainable. The population's go ahead.
And the way they're gonna do it, Bill, is with vaccines. He said it.
Wow. Amazing. And, of course, he predicted in that same speech that we would be hit with the virus back in 2015, as he said, a virus is coming. John Fleetwood, managing editor for American
Individuals
Faith.
And businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
29-year-old Ella French, a female police officer in Chicago, was killed and another officer was seriously wounded in an exchange of gunfire during a traffic stop on Sunday. The city's mayor, Democrat Lori Lightfoot, says the shooting is a reason for Chicagoans to work together to stem violence. Ignoring President Obama's large birthday gathering over the weekend or Chicago's massive Lollapalooza concerts last weekend, Dr. Fauci attacks the Sturgis motorcycle gathering.
Well, I'm very concerned that we're going to see another surge related to that rally. I mean, to me, it's understandable that people want to do the kinds of things they want to do. They want their freedom to do that. But there comes a time when you're dealing with a public health crisis that could involve you, your family, and everyone else.
700,000 people were projected to attend Sturgis this week. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. You know, following months of staying close to home, Americans are now venturing out for vacations and getaways. Now, after more than a year, cruise ships are once again setting sail from U.S. ports to exciting destinations. I don't know about you, but I was thrilled to see them, loading up and starting to leave the ports. And joining us to talk about the restart of cruising is Gabe Saglio, one of the world's foremost travel experts, senior editor at TravelZoo. Gabe, good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Bill, great to talk to you.
It's exciting, huh? I love that cruising is getting back. It's so important. I mean, we have been cooped up. We need to get away and still, you know, travel safely and do the smart things. But, let's enjoy travel again.
Yeah, listen, the cruise industry is roaring back. Travel's roaring back. I mean, we know that pent-up demand has been intense for the last year and a half, really. You see what's been happening with flights. I mean, people are clamoring to airports. We're seeing flight numbers nearing, in some cases surpassing pre-COVID levels. And now we're seeing the cruise industry roar back. We're seeing several cruise lines out there sailing, primarily out of southern Florida at the moment. The latest is my friends there at MSC Cruises, who just last week launched the MSC Miravilia on 3- and 4-night cruises out of southern Florida into the Caribbean. They launched 7-night cruises next month. That's sort of certainly meeting the demand that's out there for new, fresh experiences and just the ability to get out, explore exotic destinations, and really have these memorable experiences under our belts.
Well, this is a positive thing because this helps our trajectory to getting back to normal, doesn't it, Gabe?
No doubt. I mean, this is exactly what those of us who love to travel have been waiting for a very long time. A lot of us didn't anticipate this period to last as long as it did. But now that we're seeing people taking to the skies again, we're seeing the cruise industry, launch these beautiful ships again. Health and safety protocols remain priority one for the cruise industry. I say that's met with the fact that we're seeing a brand new set of experiences both on board these new ships as well as on shore, and the value factor is as big as I've seen it certainly in a very long time. So a lot of incentives out there right. for folks who are ready to hit the high seas.
And I want to talk about that value because it all points to a good time to plan a vacation for a getaway. But before we do, I want to go back to what you just said earlier regarding safety. I mean, safety protocols, the cruise ships have upped the game. I think passengers as well are responding, right?
No doubt. And the fact of the matter is that, the cruise lines know that the more visible these protocols are and the more clear that these rules are, the more comfortable we're going to feel and the easier it is to sort of venture out on these kinds of experiences. MSC has been actually sailing out in Europe since August of last year, so they've got this fantastic track record. They put
Great.
Things into motion that they're not translating into these cruises here in the U.S. So everybody gets tested before they get on board. If you're not vaccinated, you're getting tested before you 24 hours before you disembark. The way the cruise, the shore excursions happen, it sort of caters to a lot of these safety protocols. And, of course, the technology on board, like that UVC technology that sanitizes the air that you breathe, for example. And these new ships also have just more open space. I mean, the MSC Seashore, which launches out of southern Miami, southern Florida at the end of November, more outdoor spaces than any other ship on their fleet. So certainly that safety, that health factor, priority one, and then you've got everything else that falls into line so nicely with these cruises.
Well, Gabe, I'm glad you mentioned that this isn't necessarily the first, maiden voyage here, that this is something they've been doing in Europe already, so they've got a lot of experience under their belt. So that is a positive thing. Now let's talk about the value. You said there's great values right now, a lot of incentives for people to, let's go on vacation. Let's get engaged again.
Well, if you're an avid cruiser, you go on these cruises, everything's included in the price you pay. I mean, on these MSC ships, you've got fantastic gourmet dining at multiple, restaurants. You've got entertainment day and night. You've got multiple pools, activities, immersive experiences galore. But the value factor is there. I mean, MSC, for example, if you book before August 15th, they'll give you a double upgrade. You pay for that inside cabin. They're putting you in a balcony cabin on these 3-, 4-, and 7-night sailings. If you're traveling with kids, you want to make this an affordable family vacation. Kids under the age of 12 sail for free with their parents. So, on the Travelzoo website right now, we've got 3-night cruises on the MSC Miravalia from $129.
Wow.
That's 3 nights. It includes a stop on their private island, the Ocean Key, a marine reserve there that's in the Bahamas. So we're talking about the kind of, I'm thinking, Bill, here, it's less expensive to go on one of these MSC cruises than to stay at home. But again, the kind of incentive that we're seeing out there as this industry rebounds met with the fact that people are ready to hit the seas.
How come you and I aren't on location here doing
this interview?
Exactly. I mean, we need to really experience this, Gabe. I'm just saying. Gabe Sagley is with us, the travel expert and senior editor at Travelzoo. What about the most popular destinations guests can visit this year?
Well, the Caribbean is doing really, really well. The fact of the matter is that Europe took a little bit longer this year to start to open back up, and I think the Caribbean destinations, Mexico, Central America, has taken advantage of that. And so for Americans who were ready to travel and then didn't necessarily want to go that far, these very exotic tropical destinations remain very, very hot. And they're the ports of call that you're hitting on these cruises. So, you're talking about classics like Jamaica and the Bahamas. I'm loving some of these southern Caribbean destinations where the weather tends to be a little nicer because we're below that hurricane belt. So
yes.
Aruba, Bonaire, Curacao, Costa Rica, Belize. These sort of beautiful exotic destinations. You're spending the day there. And then, of course, I mentioned Ocean Key, which is really the newest private island. I mean, it opened up December of 2019. So it barely got touched before the industry had to shut down for about 18 months. And so here's a brand new sort of flourishing marine reserve, 2 miles of white sand beach, 95 acres out there in the Bahamas. This has been beautifully restored. I mean, MSC took out 1,500 tons of scrap metal off this island. We're seeing coral nurseries flourishing around this island.
Wow.
The snorkeling is fantastic. The kayaking, there's a gorgeous yacht club on there. There's going to be a spa that's going to be offering beachside massages here in the next couple of weeks. So, yeah, this is where you and I should be, Bill.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Yep, exactly. Yep. Well, you know,
on the word, my friend.
Yeah, exactly, and I'm right there with you. If you need somebody to carry your luggage, okay, I'll do whatever it takes, man.
I travel light, so it's an easy job.
Okay, well, good. Hey, you know, speaking of, the experience here with, what the travelers, can expect here, what other new things? I know what I was going to say to you, and that is that having this time off for that island, you know, after doing all this restoration and moving things around, I got to believe it really matured and made the most of that time off.
No doubt about it. I mean, it's been really sort of with a lot of care and very meticulously sort of restored into this gorgeous sort of paradise out there. And this is about really sort of discovering some of that wildlife, some of that nature that is part and parcel to the Bahamian or Caribbean experience. And so it's really sort of elevates the experience factor. On board, you're talking about, I mean, the dining on some of these ships, Bill, is absolutely fantastic. So gourmet dining at specialty restaurants and entertainment. I mean, we're talking about Broadway caliber entertainment on board these ships, both day and night, for families or for grown-ups, even from acrobatics to opera singing and everything in between. So really spectacular all the way, and it's experience that is driving this, whether you're on the ship or on these shore excursions along the way.
I'm booking a ticket, Gabe. I don't know about you, but hey, it's time to get out there. Hey, you got it. What else can travelers look forward to in cruising for the rest of the year? What do you think?
It's all about what's new and fresh. New ships, new destinations, new experiences. MSC has launched not one but two new ships this year. I mentioned the MSC Seashore. It actually begins today with sailings in Europe. It'll be repositioned to Southern Florida and Miami for late November. So it'll launch 7-night cruises at the end of November. And this is a ship where it's, again, more open outdoor spaces than any other ship on the fleet. And, of course, it's state of the sort of the next generation of health and safety technology, that UVC technology that sanitizes the air, that kills, 99.99%?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Viruses and bacteria. So the safety factor is there. The value factor is there, and now it's just a matter of getting on and setting sail.
Yay, let's do it. Gabe Sagley, one of the world's foremost travel experts, senior editor at Travel Zoo. Gabe, as we wrap things up and we rush off to get our tickets and get on the next cruise as fast as possible here so we can get back to normal. This will do a lot and a long way in healing us mentally, I would say. Where can they go for more information, Gabe?
Check out MSCCruisesUSA.com. You've got all the itineraries there, everything you need to know around, the test requirements, et cetera. And you'll also find all those hot deals on our website as well at TravelZoo.com.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance. plans today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the finance law number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Last question for you. That American flag around your shoulders looks pretty good. How does that feel to represent your country like this?
It feels amazing. I love representing the U.S. I freaking love living there. I love it, and I'm so happy I get to represent USA! Love it!
Well said. Congratulations. Enjoy that gold, and we'll see you out there on the podium, okay?
Thank you. I'll try not to cry, but no problem.
I tell you, that was one of my highlights from the Olympics, Tamira expressing her love of country and her respect for the American flag. We could have used more of it, but we'll hold on to the highlights. And we've got Adam Holtz with us, the director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. We're going to talk culture, family-friendly movies, streaming, and DVDs. Hey, Mr. Adam, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm great, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. You know, one of the precious moments of the Olympics, the United States did really well. I mean, 39 yeah. golds. We won the most amount of medals, and so that was a good thing. Although attention, you know, as far as TV viewership, down, 40-some percent.
Yeah, you know, and obviously when numbers are down that much, everybody tries to figure out, well, why? And with COVID, with the pandemic, with the lack of crowds, obviously there may have just been less interest this year, but I don't think you can discount, you know, the whole woke protest thing and the kneeling. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, just like we've seen with the NFL, there are a lot of people who just aren't interested in having political perspectives from the progressive side of the table rammed down their throat. And especially, I mean, if it's true with the NFL, how much more when you're representing the whole country, you know?
Exactly.
And, I don't want to watch that. And I know a lot of other people don't either. Now, we watched a ton of the Olympics because my family members are all swimmers. So we have a mm-hmm. vested interest,
oh, yeah.
especially in swimming. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, a little bit of that goes a very, very, very long ways. In fact, we could get rid of all of it, and I would be just fine with that.
Well, when you think about the seven Olympic values, Adam, I mean, this is what they print and what they tout. It's about friendship, excellence, respect, courage, determination, inspiration, and equality. Those are universal principles and values that, regardless of the country that you're involved in, that is honoring to the nations that are participating, to the participants, and to the viewers. And I think that maybe they need to reconnoiter and review these Olympic values, and you know, perhaps they will start you know, getting the kind of response that they want. But you know, to your point, as one person said, woke athletes is 100% the reason why I watched exactly 0 seconds of the Olympics. Get rid of the protesters and shout outs to sex partners. Keep what you do in your bedroom private. No one cares to know. And you may have a chance to get viewers back, maybe. And for those, you represented our country in the true spirit of the Olympics. Thank you for your hard work and dedication, and thank you for representing us well. Another person said, a female, she said, never watched 1 second of it. What a waste of resources, time, and energy. And it goes on and on. One was very simply put, what Olympics? Question mark.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, and that's right. I mean, I think there's just a weariness with, you know, the so-called virtue signaling, right? And we're on the right side of history and you're not, and we're righteous and you're not. I mean, there's a very fundamentalist kind of edge to so much that's happening in you know, the progressive messaging. And honestly, sometimes even when I won't say that, but I think that I have to be in a frame of mind of receptivity to receive preaching. And on my good days, I get there when I go to church. And I've had plenty of days at church where I'm not in that frame of mind either. But I certainly don't want to be preached at when I haven't given you permission to deliver that.
Exactly. Message. Time and place. You know, you and I grew up with that principle, time and place. And yes, I mean, you go to church, you expect to hear the gospel, you expect to hear a sermon, you know, by virtue of going through the doors, that is your, that's your approval, right?
Right, exactly.
Of what goes on.
Exactly.
Now, on TV, you turn it on, well, there's no assumed approval, you know, for politics. It's just like, okay, I want to watch the games. Oh, politics. Oh, well, that's not, I tuned in to watch the games, so I switched the channel. You know, this is what people are doing and why viewership is falling off. And you would think whether it's the Olympics or anything else in sports, this is all about amusement. This is to allow us all to decompress at your expense. I mean, you know, for all the years that you've invested to keep your body in shape and diet and deal with injuries and everything like that, it's all come to this moment. Do us proud. Go represent the country, you know, and go and compete heartily. And we're there to cheer you on. But, you know, that is the time for that kind of expression. When it comes to a political expression, you know, we just don't want the Olympics, we don't want our football games to be loaded and inundated with that. And frankly, I'm of the school is that if the flag bothers you, you know, if the flag is bothering the NFL and they cannot respect it, then why go through it? You know, let's just, you know, time and place, let's move the flag to a time and place that, you know, where it can be honored and respected accordingly as it represents the, you know, those that have died as well, those that have served our country in various capacities, but particularly for those that have paid the ultimate price on behalf of the principles and ideals of freedom that we live for and are so grateful to God for.
No, that's exactly right. And I think that part of what is so maddening about these public protests is that there's always, I'm generalizing, but it feels like there's a smugness there. Like,
of course there is.
There's an implied judgment of everybody who doesn't agree.
Yeah.
And, you know, if
they're actually doing the very thing they're accusing everybody else
of. Totally.
I mean, that's the hypocrisy of it all.
That's exactly right, Bill.
Yeah.
And so I don't need it. And to your point, it really is entertainment. It really is an escape. I'm not watching professional athletes because I want their political perspective any more than I watch entertainment because I want theirs. And that's right. Another group of people who seem compelled to use their platforms to, again, to do this virtue signaling. Yeah, no thanks.
We used to go to New York all the time, at Christmas especially. I love New York at Christmas time and the theater. We'll see 10 plays in 7 days. I mean, we're addicted. We love it. But unfortunately, the last few years when we started, going, especially during the Trump era, everything got so politicized. I don't want to watch, come in and especially pay the ticket prices that you're paying and hear all this politicism. I mean, it's one thing if it's a political narrative, I get it. But, to have additional stuff, and of course Hamilton seemed to open up that door a little bit more because it was political, and right. then they can't help but interject their opinions in certain places. But again, time and place, and certainly if you've got the vice president, I think it was, and his granddaughter there in attendance, and all of a sudden you want to make some sort of political statement targeted towards the vice president of the United States, I don't care if it's a Republican or Democrat, it's inappropriate.
That's right. Exactly right. And, and again, the irony of Hamilton is, the left eats their own. And
yes,
now Lin-Manuel Miranda is under the bus for even suggesting that any of these, guys that he tried to represent and women did anything right. And the fact that Hamilton is now politically incorrect, it illustrates, the same kind of things that we saw happen in the French Revolution, right?
Exactly.
The revolutionary start, but they're not revolutionary enough, so the next wave knocks them off. Mm-hmm. That's how things get totalitarian in a hurry. And I have to laugh every time I see something, calling the right fascist. I'm like, give me a break.
Yeah,
who is moving rapidly towards totalitarianism here? It's not right. The right. It's
exactly. Well, fascist or supremacist.
We had
a Pulitzer Prize author. I mean, he's a really smart guy, and he's written a great book, and it's all about white supremacy. But somewhere in the middle of the book, he decided to turn it on its head and align it with the Republican Party. And I said, up until that point, I was following you. I said, but I don't get this hard left turn, or a hard right turn in sense that you went to here. And he kind of paused for a minute and realized that, he better be prepared the next time somebody asks that question or brings it up, because he was ill-prepared. Here he is, he presents all this evidence that, white supremacy came out of the Democratic Party, and then somehow now suddenly, in the era of Trump, it belongs to the Republicans. Going, What did Donald Trump do that had the Ku Klux Klan? I didn't see the Ku Klux Klan coming into the White House during his presidency. Saw it during a Democrat's presidency, but not and on the examples were just they were just so obvious. But that's what happens when we're so hyperbolic and ideologically fixed. We just start assuming things, and then we're embarrassed later on to realize how did that come up with that idea?
Right, exactly.
if you even get to that point of how you came up with that idea. You've got great reviews here at PluggedIn.com. We get around to it eventually, ladies and gentlemen, here with Adam Maltz. Suicide Squad, Jungle Cruise, Stillwater, Green Knight, 9 days old, and it's all right there, along with music, games, books, YouTube channels. The team has done an outstanding job, so that and that you have What do they call it? Informed consent, right?
Right, informed consent. Exactly.
Right. I think that's a good word on all terms. Whether it's to watch an Olympic game, a football game, going to the theater, informed consent. That's part of our Constitution. It's part of our DNA as Americans and as Christians. Hey, Adam Maltz, thank you, buddy. Appreciate the time as always. Take care. Be blessed, my man.
You bet.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services, with a total prize value up to $4,150. $22. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.